Lost Triumph, Lee's Real Plan at Gettysburg, and Why It Failed, by Tom Carhart. Read by Michael Pritchard. Copyright 2005 by Tom Carhart. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Tom Carhart and the Trident Media Group and was produced in the year 2005 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Foreword by James M. McPherson. Every year, nearly 2 million people visit Gettysburg to walk the fields where the largest battle in the history of the Western Hemisphere took place on the first 3 days of July 1863. Fewer than 2% of these tourists, however, find their way to the East Cavalry Battlefield site, 3 miles east of the high water mark at the climax of the Pickett-Pettigrew assault on July 3rd. Unless specifically asked, the licensed guides who give thousands of battlefield tours each year never take visitors to East Cavalry Field. Most tourists are not even aware that these 750 acres of rolling farmland are part of Gettysburg National Military Park. They leave Gettysburg after driving around the rest of the park without realizing that they have missed an essential part of the battle. As Tom Carhart makes clear in this innovative and important new book, one cannot understand the Battle of Gettysburg without understanding what happened at what was then known as East Cavalry Battlefield. On July 1st, the Army of Northern Virginia won a clear victory and drove outnumbered Union defenders back to a defensive position on Cemetery and Culp's Hills and Cemetery Ridge. The next day, Confederate attacks on both Union flanks...